Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Strong Tower Baptist Church. Please join me in our first hymn this evening, hymn number 156, Jesus Paid It All. Hymn number 156, Jesus Paid It All.
All together on that verse. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, thou indeed I find, thy power and thine alone can change the leper's faults and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'm washed by garments white, in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain,
Brother Mbella to open this service with a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are gathered this afternoon, Lord, to remember what your Son did for us. We thank you, Lord, that we are here to remember the sacrifice he left for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. We pray that you bless us, Lord, as we remember him today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Turn your hymnals, would you stand there, to hymn number 56. Man of Sorrows, what a name. Hymn number 56, what a song. Man of Sorrows, what a name. All together strong on that first.
Man of Sorrows, what a name. For the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. Sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement can it be. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Lifted up was he to die, it is finished was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high, hallelujah, what a Savior. When he comes our glorious King, all his ransomed home to bring. Then
Right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Strong Tower Baptist Church. As usual, if you don't have a bulletin, please raise your hand, and one of the ushers will happily bring you one. We have our verse of the week on the front of your bulletin, which is Matthew 20:28, something to think about this week, which is, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And we're going to be looking more at the second part of that verse shortly, how he gave his life a ransom for many, something we're going to be thinking about as we're now in our Lord's Supper service. Have a look on the inside of your bulletins. It's our Sunday evening service. It's the Lord's Supper tonight. And then, as usual, Wednesday evening, we'll be back with a preaching service, and it's going to be the Book of Isaiah, chapter 41, will be on Wednesday evening. We ended up with five salvations this afternoon. Praise God, that was, it was, you know, it's funny, because five salvations usually would be like, yeah, but like recently we've been getting so many, haven't we, right? But still, it's five salvations, right? Five people saved this afternoon, and you know, there are actually, there's a family that haven't come back yet. So you never know, there might be more than that. But still, that takes up to 48. It takes us up to 400 this year. And it takes up to 4,000 total salvations as well, which is, that's a pretty great milestone, everyone here. And that's since, so we started in 2021 in the January. So it's taken us just a little over 4 years to make 4,000 salvations, and that's not to mention the couple of thousand school kids so far preached to over in Malawi, and obviously the as well as that. We also have some salvations on top of that with our overseas groups as well. But 4,000 is great, and you know, praise God, and it's been a it's just increasing and increasing. So we just keep grafting away, keep plugging away, and we'll keep adding to that. And we've only just started, right? We've got a lot of years to come here, and a lot of salvations to get, and a lot of work to do. But yeah, that's great. We've hit the 4,000 mark. 400 this year. That's the best start to the year we've had as well. Like I said, they did get a dozen salvations yesterday in Pretoria, and they also had 10. Yesterday in Switzerland as well, the international group salvation total there, and that's just sort of since we took on those groups, but those are their totals for the year, next to each one there. The baptisms, total baptisms are there, and last week's attendances. We have, like I said, so it's a Lord's Supper service, so it's a bit of a reverent service this one, and then next week is a celebration when we're celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. But tonight's going to be a bit more reverent. We're going to be thinking a bit more about what he went through, what he suffered for us. So that we'll be doing that shortly. I'll kind of mention a bit more as we start it, but we will try and keep distractions to a minimum and try and keep it as a you know, pretty, you know, ideally a pretty reverent time when we can just focus on the scriptures, focus on what we're remembering. On Sunday the 20th, so that's next week, it's Easter Sunday. And like I said, we're going to have food here after the service, so please hang around. The food will be from 12:30, and it'll just be a time of relaxing and eating. And yeah, that's going to be Easter Sunday. And then Saturday the 26th is our next soul-winning event. That's going to be in Enfield. It's going to be a meeting by 12:30. It will be soul-winning from 1 till 5, with a 5 p.m. meal after that. And then on Sunday the 27th is a men's speech night. And I've got 5 men already for that. So if you want to add to that, you better let me know quickly. And then we also have on Sunday the 11th of May in the p.m. service, Brother Pierre preaching. On May the 30th to 31st is our Manchester Preaching Soul Winning event, where we're going to have you know, a bit of fellowship up on the Friday there before we then have the before we have the preaching service Friday night in Manchester, and then on Saturday we'll be soul winning. And then on July 31st to August 5th is our Pretoria South Africa missions trip. Bible memory challenge as usual. It's 6 verses, 6 weeks. We're already up to week 4. It's Colossians 3:15, which is, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, so that which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Please turn your mobile phones off, put them on silent for the service if you haven't yet. That would be much appreciated. And in fact, there's a birthday we haven't sung to yet. So we did sing to Sally Ann and John earlier, but she's in the house here somewhere, jigging around with the baby. So happy birthday to my wife Lisa for tomorrow. She's going to be 21 years old tomorrow. We're excited about that. And when you guys are ready, let's sing to her. And yeah, we like we said earlier, happy birthday to Sally Ann and to John for Wednesday, and then we've got a few more coming up for the rest of the month. But let us know if your birthdays, anniversaries, if we don't know about them, let me know if you want details for online donations. Everyone knows how it works as a family integrated church here, so please, yeah, make use of Mother and Father baby rooms as needed. Please keep the children attended. You know, like I said, I did mention it last week. It's going to be probably, you know, what generally people do after our Lord's Supper service. It's a bit of a shorter service, and then people just generally, you know, it's not that you have to, like, not say anything or you have to leg it out the door, but we usually don't kind of have a party afterwards and stuff. It's a bit of a, the idea is to kind of go and still think about it and stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of how it will probably go afterwards. So I don't think it's going to be people hanging around for too long after. But, yeah, it's a once-a-year thing we do, and then we'll be back to normal from next week. So, on that, I'm going to pass back over to you.
Please join me on standing for our next hymn this evening, hymn number 351, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. Hymn number 351, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. Turn on that first.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain.
Patrick and Brother Jack.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this church. Thank you for this church that stands on the truth. And please bless this evening's offering so we continue to be a church that stands on your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're now going to take the Lord's Supper. So like I mentioned,
to hymn number 111, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Hymn number 111, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. All together on that first.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss,
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts, acknowledging what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for all of us. Please help us to keep this in our minds and in our hearts as we go back to our homes. Please keep us safe and help us to understand the significance of what just took place. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray all of this. Amen.
Amen. Hi there, my name is Pastor Ian Tavener of Strong Tower Baptist Church. I'd just like to take a few minutes today to show you how you could be 100% sure that if you died, you'd be going straight to heaven. So a lot of people teach all these strange things about how you can be good enough to go to heaven, how you've got to follow a list of commandments to get to heaven. See, they're really the other religion. There's only really two religions in the world. There's good you go to heaven, bad you go to hell, and all the varying versions of that. Some of them are very subtle. Oh, you've got to at least give up a certain amount of sin. You've got to at least try not to sin. And then there's the Bible which says, no. Go to heaven is a free gift, and I want to show you how you receive that free gift today. Few things you've got to understand first, though, before you receive that gift, and that's number one is that you are a sinner. I'm a sinner, we're all sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, we're all sinners. We've all broken God's commandments in one way or another. And the Bible says because of that, we come short of the glory of God. We cannot be good enough to go to heaven, which means that we're on our way somewhere else. There's only two places you go. You either go to heaven, or you go to hell. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. We're all sinners, and what we get in return is death. And in the end, that's in a place called the second death, which is the lake of fire. The Bible says in Revelation 20:14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. If the wages of sin is death, and the second death is the lake of fire, that's not a very good picture being painted there. In fact, in Revelation 21:8, we see just a quick list of common sins to show that we're all on our way to the lake of fire.
the Bible reads, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, and that's you, me and everyone else in the world, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. However, God doesn't want you to go to hell. Hell is eternal. Hell is a very real place, but God wants you in heaven. And in fact, he made a way for you to go to heaven. In Romans 5:8, the Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God in the flesh, came to this world and he didn't commit any sin. He lived a perfect life. And then at the end of his life, he was hung up on a cross. He died to pay for our sins. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him, that's Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus Christ was sinless. However, he became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He swapped with us. He took that punishment for you. He died on that cross, and he then tasted death for every man. The Bible says in Acts 2:31, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh should see corruption, because on the third day he rose again. He showed the holes of his hands, the holes of his side. It was a bodily, physical resurrection. He wasn't a ghost. They ate with him. They handled him. And then 40 days later, he went to heaven. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean everyone's going to heaven? Well, of course not. See, there's one thing we have to do to receive that gift. And in Acts 16:30, someone asks the question, sirs, what must I do to be saved? The apostle Paul and Silas answered, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. So what does that mean, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved? Are they saying to just believe that he exists? Are they saying to believe that there's a person called Jesus? No, they're saying to believe on or put your faith, your trust in that death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ to have paid for all your past, present and future sins, and you can go to heaven. That's what it means. It's to put your trust in Jesus. Like it says in the most famous verse of the world, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, the Bible teaches us time and time again that the only way you're going to heaven is by putting your faith and trust in what Jesus Christ did, not what you do. See, many people claim to be Christians and say, oh yeah, I'm going to heaven because I believe in Jesus and I'm a good person and I got baptized and I read my Bible and I do this and I do that. Well, they're not trusting Jesus Christ, they're trusting themselves. And the Bible says if they're not trusting Jesus Christ, they're going to hell. Ephesians 3:9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible said it's not of yourself. It's not of your own works. It's just faith alone in Christ alone that gets you to heaven. And a lot of people find that really hard to understand. Now, they look at the Bible and think, yeah, but you've got to follow the commands. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. Yeah, look, as a child of God, when you get saved, when you become one of God's children by faith in Christ Jesus, which is what Galatians 3:26 says, for you, all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Once you become that child, God's going to punish you in life. He's going to reward you in life. However, the only way you become that child, the only way that you could ever get to heaven is by what Jesus Christ did, not what you do. Once you receive that gift, that's it, it's a gift, you're saved. The Bible says, in fact, in John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. See, once you're saved, you've received that gift, you've become a child of God, you could never go to hell, otherwise Jesus Christ lied when he said all you had to do was believe. He lied when he said that you shall never perish. And that's the gospel. Gospel means good news. The good news is that your sins have been paid for. All you've got to do is receive that gift. And in fact, in Romans 10:9, the Bible reads that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says in verse 13 of Romans 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe, if you want to put your faith, your trust in Jesus Christ, just ask him. And I'd like to lead you in a short prayer now. If you believe everything I've just said, if you believe that you're a sinner, you believe that that the wages of sin is death, that you deserve hell, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that he died, was buried, and rose again to pay for your sins, and that all you've got to do is put your faith and trust in him. And once you've done that, there is no way you could lose that salvation. Then please just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell. I believe that you died, was buried, and rose again to pay for my sins. I trust in you now and only in you. Please take me to heaven when I die. Amen. If you've believed that and you've called on the name of the Lord for salvation, congratulations, you're saved. And I'll be seeing you in heaven one day. God bless you.